Well, as you've been hearing on Radio Australia all day, the man most synonymous with the tech company Apple, Steve Jobs, has died. Apple fans from New York to Australia have been gathering to mourn. In California, fans have been leaving Apple products, bouquets and heartfelt messages in tribute to the man who transformed the computing, music and phone industries. Flags outside Apple's headquarters at One Infinite Loop in Cupertino, California, flew at half mast. In Australia, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard has also pay tribute, calling Jobs an incredible global innovator and sending her condolences to his family and friends. Morris Misolowski is our technology contributor. He joins us now on the line. Morris, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Hi, Adeline.
Hello. Well, it wasn't that long ago, Morris, we were talking about the legacy of Steve Jobs after he resigned as CEO. That was in August. And today we're hearing about the news that he has passed away. We have known for years that he wasn't well, but all the same, I was a little bit shocked when I heard the news. Were you taken by surprise?
Absolutely. I still feel very shocked. It's one of those days that they talk about, you know, that you'll remember for a long time, where you were and what you saw. He was one of those really unusual people that just touched the globe in so many different ways.
Many tributes have been flowing in, but how do you see his legacy?
For me, his legacy, I mean, we can talk about specific products, and I guess we will by the time we're finished, but to me, his legacy was as that true innovator, that person that saw something that just had to be built, had to be different, and he moved hell and high water to make it come true. Every product that he's ever had his hand on, there's always these stories of how he didn't like what was being done, how he tinkered with it, how he changed it, how he saw it better, how he really understood what the marketplace and his consumer wanted in an end product. And he would take no second chances. I mean, there'd be no prisoners taken. It had to be that way. And I admire him because he managed to push through his vision all the time, and the products that you and I now see as synonymous with the world are really because that's the way he saw it.
He is kind of known as the man with the Midas touch in the technology world, but did he have many failures?
Well, if he did, he swept them under the carpet. Well, I mean, he did. There were products around that didn't take off very well. The original Mac only sold a couple of hundred. I mean, the really original one back at the late 70s, early 80s. There were products along the way that didn't work all that well. I mean, no one can really look back on a lifetime of work and say everything was perfect. But certainly the highlights made up for the lowlights.
It really isn't bad, is it, for a guy who started out working on computers in his garage as a young man?
Yeah, and we're talking about 35 years ago. I mean, the Apple company that we all now take for granted, and most of us can even see the logo in our head, was only founded 35 years ago in 1976. And it's become synonymous now with branding, with technology, with innovation, and really spread across the planet. It doesn't matter where I travel, this is one of the brands that I can always bring up in conversation, and everybody just gets it.
Do you think that his aura, the greatness of Steve Jobs will kind of be lost in the next generation? These are children who are now going to school who probably haven't even heard of Steve Jobs. And these children will be doing school, university and work using gadgets that Steve Jobs probably had something to do with.
Absolutely. I mean, if we just look at the most recent one, the tablet. You know, I mean, that in itself, the iPad, is already moving into schools like there is no tomorrow. It's been around for 18 months, but yet there's conversation after conversation around the globe, literally in developing countries, first world countries, of putting this technology into the hands of kindergarten students, you know, graduate students of all kinds. It just has become the tool to have in that sphere alone. So certainly his legacy will be that even if they don't remember his name, and I'm sure that they will certainly have his toys in their hands, their pockets and their handbags for a long time to come.
How much of an impact do you think Steve Jobs' departure will have on Apple?
Strangely enough, I think given time it will not have a huge impact. Certainly the share price, again we don't give financial advice, but the share price I think will be down. But the share price is down today, not only because of his death, which is horrible and nothing good to be said about, but yesterday the release of the iPhone 4S also sent it down. So they've had 2 days of bad news. Of course, one day is far worse than the other. So that share price will be a bit iffy for a while, I'd suggest, but it will come back because Apple is stronger than him, and that would have been his vision as well. We talked about this, as you said, only 5 or 6 weeks ago, that there have been people in place for quite a while that have actually fulfilled on his innovation, that even if they didn't have the strength of character that he has, and it was hard to have it in his shadow anyway, could certainly stand up to the plate and build the products well, design the products well, and do some of the thinking. We'll have to see over the next year or two whether they can step up to the plate, but he had every confidence in them that they could, and you got to give it to him. Everything else he's touched lately has worked well, so hopefully the people he's put in place will do the job well.
We'll have to wait to see about the share market prices, because I understand from our finance correspondent that the Apple's markets have closed for the time being, understandably so. He has been quite philosophical as well. He was philosophical about his initial sacking from Apple and saying that was what made him, propelled him to who he is and what he does today. And he was also philosophical even about death. Have a listen to what he said about death. This was some 6 years ago.
Yep. Death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new.
What do you think of that?
Look, he was absolutely philosophical. I've got a paragraph too that I've had for quite a while, which is a statement he made in 2005 to Stanford graduates, where he said, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important." I mean, you know, we certainly didn't want to be using it and talking about it after his demise, not this quick anyway, but the guy in many ways knew what he was talking about.
He did indeed, and I think I might have a little bit more from that very same speech that he gave to students at Stanford, and he would be a man many people would love to glean from. Would you like to hear a little more about what he said?
Absolutely.
"Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary."
It's amazing stuff. I imagine someone is going to type that up and laminate it and put it on their fridge door and, memorize it perhaps.
I'm sure they have. And I'm also sure that when he made the speech 6 years ago, even though it wasn't in the context of today, that many, many people took heed of it. I mean, as I said, certainly that paragraph that I read out to you is one that I've had up for a long time. And that's what, going back to the beginning of our conversation, about him being that innovator that refused to see yesterday but only see tomorrow. And he was determined that he was going to make tomorrow different.
He is an amazing man, but do you think with his departure that rivals of Apple will be, I mean, it is a very sad day, but do you think things for them will be a little bit better, that they don't have this man who has been such the visionary behind Apple to contend with?
No, I honestly don't think it'll make that kind of a difference. If we're talking about the major brands in this, they all play in different spaces. Certainly his loss will be felt, no two ways about it. But if Apple continues on the road, I think they've got the next year or so locked down anyway, and they had that very much with Steve Jobs in place. They've been talking about it for quite a while. His legacy will hold on at least another 12 to 18 months. And hopefully the people he put into place that have been running it anyway will take up the space then. I think the innovators of tomorrow are actually not from the spaces and the brands that we know about now. They're from the things that are being done at the moment and the brands that we don't yet know about, which really was what Steve Jobs was 35 years ago. There's a whole new space out there now, and it's online, and that's where tomorrow's innovators are coming from.
Morris, before you leave us, your favourite product from Steve Jobs?
Look, in many ways, I don't know if it's my favourite, but I think the greatest impact he had was definitely the iPhone, because he changed the way that the world communicated with that very simple device. There were other devices before it, but this was the first mainstream one that made people not only take telephone calls, but SMS, emails, surf the net, and do all of that with the expectation of it being in their pocket all the time.
Morris Misiolaski, it's really good to talk to you, and we'll chat with you again in a short time.
And with happier news.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
The Radio Australia website is where you'll find a whole range of information relevant to you. Go to radioaustralia.net.au.